You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about this wild and wacky world, including pro wrestling, movies, podcasting itself, comics, TV, our lives, and anything else that comes up in the wonderful questions you all send in each and every week for the Mystery Brain Buster of the Week. I am Chad, coming to you from Zeus's Treehouse. And before I introduce my co-host, he has to play everyone's favorite game show, What's the Password? All right, contestant B, what have you this week?
This week, the password is, every time you take a poop in October, it's called a spooky dookie.
That's just so funny. Oh, I have such a childish sense of humor. All right, judges. Oh, I thought you might have got it wrong for a second. There was a little bit of hesitation from the judges this week. But once again, with the correct answer, I must introduce my co-host, and it's Diesel.
I'm taking a lot of spooky dookies this month.
That's actually too much information. I don't need to hear about your spooky dookies. Though I'm going to be saying spooky dookie all the time now. All right. Well, let's just get right into our first segment. It's, of course, how's your week been, buddy?
My week's been pretty good. I went and saw John Party in Milwaukee at the Rave on Saturday night, like I said last week. It was a good time. I had a lot of Fireball. I went to Fuddruckers beforehand. Got a burger. I tried Buffalo for the first time.
Buffalo's delicious. I actually like Buffalo a lot.
It was all right. I don't know if Fuddruckers was the place to try it.
Probably not.
It wasn't my burger.
Yeah.
It was my brother's friend's Matt's burger, and he got, like, eggs and avocados on it and stuff I didn't want, so I'm like, I'll take the meat.
I'll take the meat.
But he didn't want to finish it because, yeah, I sometimes become a human garbage disposal, and I will finish your food, especially if I'm drunk. The concert was fun because I was drunk and had a good time. Sunday, I went to this place called the Jet Room, which is at Madison's airport. It's a little restaurant inside the airport. They got apple fritter, French toast, and it was effing delicious. Got sausage patties, too, which were locally made at Jones, which I think is in Fort Atkinson, is that where they make them.
I have no idea, but it sounds about right.
I know it's in Jefferson County. That was delicious as well. I watched the Packers beat the Cowboys, even though I got a little hairy towards the end.
If there had been one more quarter of football, the Packers would have lost that game.
That's what I was saying, too. And for some reason, they go in at halftime, and their coaches say, on defense, don't change anything up at all. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. Because the other team makes adjustments, and they know exactly how to, like, play against, you know, and it just happens every game.
It does. It just feels like they take their foot off the gas, and it's just like, stop doing that.
But going into that game, I was down 45 for one of my fantasy teams with Will Fuller, who got 51 on my bench.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter because I had Aaron Jones and Amari Cooper, who combined for 80-plus points. By the end of that game, I was up 15 with Patrick Mahomes still to go. So, needless to say, I won that game. I also beat Chad.
Yeah, you did.
But, I mean, that one wasn't as impressive. It wasn't as high of a scoring game.
Dropped me to 1-4 in bragging rights. I have no bragging rights right now.
Yeah, but...
I'm tied with Tom, who was auto-drafted and hasn't started an actual lineup in 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, still, like, if anything's like last year, you're going to be all right.
Yeah, I mean, last year I think I started just the same way, 1-4. And I made the playoffs somehow by the grace of God.
Other than that, I've been watching The Boys on Amazon. I know I'm a little behind on that, but I really enjoy it.
I know. I really want to watch that show. Allison and I just got to find time together because she says I'm not allowed to watch it without her, which is really annoying.
I found out earlier today while watching the newest episode of Ballers that next week is the final episode of the series. Like, come on, guys, why don't you tell me this? And I'm very upset because I'm not ready for it to end.
Yeah, I feel like I hear a lot of things about TV and everything like that, and I had no idea that it was the final season of Ballers. I thought that was, like, one of HBO's bell cows.
So, other than that, my week has been pretty solid. And there was no, I mean, Hell in the Cell sucked.
Oh, yeah, we don't even need to open that can of worms because we'll just get real pissed off.
Raw was not very good either.
Didn't even watch Raw this week. I watched a highlights package of it.
So, and they did Kofi dirty.
Oh, they did Kofi real dirty. I mean, I did enjoy the Friday night premiere of SmackDown. I thought it was a fun show. But, yeah, Kofi got done dirty, especially after how strong a champion he was booked as. I mean, he beat everyone. And then Brock Lesnar beats him in 1F5 in 5 seconds. It was not the way Kofi should have gone down. I mean, we all knew Kofi had to lose that match, or was going to lose that match, but just shouldn't have gone down that way.
That was my week.
Yeah. My week has been just a pretty standard week for me. Thursday, I feel like I did something on Thursday. Did I go out? I don't know. No, I don't think I did anything. Worked all weekend. Worked my first Saturday morning shift for the Badger game and made a bunch of money. And it was a really great shift. I had Saturday night off then, so I was quite happy. So hopefully we're going to be able to start attending some more Saturday night wrestling shows again, folks. So get excited for that. Sunday, stayed home for the noon games. Watched the Patriots destroy the Redskins. Patriots still having a lot of passing touchdown all year. So first time that's happened in a real long time, folks, because that defense is flipping sick. As Diesel said, he beat me in fantasy in our bragging rights league. But I did win in our other league. Unusual suspect, so that was good. Made me feel good, at least I was one and I also lost in my third league, so I was 1-2 for the week. And yeah, so that was my fantasy week. Monday, I just came home and watched some movies with Allison. Rewatched Constantine, she'd never seen that movie. And I know, as a diehard comic fan and everything like that, I probably really should hate Constantine, because it's not a great adaptation of the actual comics at all. I mean, for F's sake, Keanu Reeves... Constantine is supposed to be a short, blonde, British guy, and Keanu Reeves stars in the movie. So, I mean, that right there tells you...
He's not short, he's not blonde, and he's not British.
And he's definitely not blind either. No. but I love that movie. I don't know why. I've always really dug it. So I showed Allison that for the first time. Then after that, we watched Event Horizon, which, as you all know, is one of my favorite horror movies, even though it's a really odd concept, but I just love that movie. And then last night, we went and saw The Joker. So, you know what that means it's time for, Diesel?
No, I have no idea, Chad. Do you know what you're waiting
for? It means it's time for A View from the Top Rope movie review.
I should have guessed that.
You should have guessed it. I mean, it's so obvious. But yes, I went and saw Joker last night, and I loved it. I don't know if all this Oscar talk is really, you know, needed. Joaquin Phoenix, though, is phenomenal. I loved his interpretation of the Joker. I actually loved the storyline of the movie. I didn't really know, because in the comics, if you don't know, Joker's actual, like, coming of age of how he became the Joker, there is many different versions of it, and the Joker himself says that he doesn't know how he became himself. Yeah, there's Under the Red Hood and everything like that, but just so you know, in the comics, it's really not defined where the Joker comes from. And that's what makes him one of the best villains of all time, because he is just chaos and anarchy. But Joaquin Phoenix does kill it. I loved his interpretation. There are a few twists in the movie that I did not see coming. I will say the movie is as dark as advertised, though. It is a little tough to watch at times. Joaquin is very much abused, and yeah, it's great, though. Definitely worth a watch. Out of 5, I would definitely give it a 5. Not a 6, though. A 5. So it's not the greatest, but it is really, really good. And I loved it. But that'll wrap up how my week's been. So let's move on to our second segment, which is... Zeus Barking. T-shirt time! What you rocking this week, Diesel?
I pulled another shirt from the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I saw you wear that one.
And it's been a while. This one's a badass one. It's my Faces of Fear T-shirt that I got out of, I'm pretty sure, first or the second pro wrestling or PW crate that I got.
Yeah, I think it was the first time they did tag teams, I want to say.
This one's pretty good because it has the skull and crossbones and the red, like, Terminator eyes, and it's, like, scratching blood faces appear.
Is that one I don't have? I feel like I don't have that shirt. I feel like that's one of the few crates that you got that I didn't.
Maybe it's the one that came with the golden...
Yeah, it is. It's definitely from their first time they did tag teams then. The Golden Lovers.
The Golden Lovers, yes.
Yeah, so that was the one time that you got a crate and I missed that crate. I think I was just really broke that week or that month, to be honest. I won't lie to you.
I do love this shirt, though.
It is a badass shirt. I definitely don't have that one because that one and your Golden Lovers shirt that's in like the 70s style writing, both are two shirts I was always like, duh, I wish I would have gotten that one. This week, though, I am rocking a shirt that I got for my birthday. And for my birthday, Rip T Apparel sent me a coupon when it was my birthday. So I got it with that. It is absolutely phenomenal shirt. It is the super marvelous cart. And it is all the Marvel superheroes, but in like Mario Kart style. And they're racing. And Spider-Man is the little cloud guy with the time. And it's got everyone. And I flipping love this shirt. I love Rip T Apparel. If you don't know about Rip T Apparel, they do daily t-shirts, plus they have a huge collection of just so many great, like, fandoms. I mean, they have horror movies, every TV show, just so many comics. Love it. Check it out. Check out their daily deals every day. It's $13 for a t-shirt. Can't go wrong. And they're great t-shirts. And that is a free plug, because they definitely don't sponsor us. But they should! Alright, that will wrap up, though. T-shirt time! Diesel, do you respect that I do it a little different each and every week, or do you not really care?
Don't even notice.
No, thanks. That's what I kind of figured. All right, let's move on to our next segment. This is where you get all the happenings and goings-ons for all of your favorite podcasts about everything from pro wrestling to podcasting itself to video games to UFC and everything in between. It's time for Visionaries Wrestling Network News. You know, Channing, after a shit week last week, you are really doing well. I'm pretty proud of you right now. You are aces right now. And now I know I said that, you're probably going to screw up.
If you only knew, Chad, if you only knew.
All right, but as always, Diesel kicks us off with the news. What you got this week, Diesel?
First, as always, to open the show, or open the news, open the segment. They, Magnificent, Matt Willis, at the Mad Attack UK. The Mad Attack Predictions Podcast will return at the end of the month to preview Crown Jewel with Zachary Shiloh returning to discuss the show with Matt.
Ooh, good old Zachy.
Chris Talks Games will drop this Saturday with Chris bringing his gaming news and looks ahead to his upcoming experience working at EGX. Remember to message Chris at ChrisLewis37.
God, I can't believe you guys get to go to EGX. It's bullshit. I mean, it's awesome for you. I'm just very jealous.
The Crossface Conversations will return next Monday with Conrad Newton bringing you his take on the world of wrestling.
Is that going to be another fortnightly podcast?
Does not say.
I know, but we didn't have one this week.
No, we did not.
So it must be fortnightly. Once again, you can tell we know a lot about what's going on with the network.
Intro the Gossip will drop today, Thursday in parentheses.
Oh.
With Matt and James standing in for Zarte Semperi, reviewing the past four races. Well, at least we hope it will, if Chad actually releases it on time. Sorry, Chad. Diesel made me say it.
Wow. That's a big go F yourself moment. And now I am going to just not release it on time. Nah, it's a lie. I'll definitely release it tomorrow.
Throwing some shade on me. You didn't have to throw that in there. I didn't have to read it.
We are exactly like friggin' Ron Burgundy in that movie. Like, if you put the thing in front of us, we're just going to read it.
That's exactly. I wouldn't have read it if I would have read it freehand. Whatever. Before. what a wacky start to the episode.
I always fall off the rails during the news.
Okay. Motivated and confident Mags.
Yeah, Mags.
Follow my Twitter at Dash Kirby. Five rounds. UFC Fight Night 161 comes from Tampa, where Joanna... goodness gracious.
I don't think that's her last name, Diesel.
Goodness gracious almighty.
I don't think that's her last name.
Oh, man. Oh, man, this is the hardest one ever.
Love it. Got it. Five rounds. You guys just keep doing you. I love it. All right, Diesel, come on. You got to spit something out.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk. That's the best I can do.
Okay.
Takes on Michelle Waterston.
Hey, look, you got that one right, probably.
And Cub Swanson faces Kron Gracie. Megs and Carlos will bring you all the action on Tuesday.
Whoop, whoop. Check it out, folks.
While we watch, in the second of the Why We Still Watch series, Megs revisits Omega Luke and how his wrestling fandom and content creation has changed since Luke was on the show last.
Huh. I guess my invitation still hasn't arrived for the Why We Still Watch episode for me since I was on the show. But, you know, excited to hear that from him.
We have Banned from Ringside news this week.
Banned from Ringside.
This week, they talk about the Hell in a Cell Fallout. In addition, they discuss the upcoming draft and decide who wins the Wednesday Night Wars for the week. Be sure to tune in on 6 Central.
What?
It doesn't say a day. It just says at 6 Central.
Oh, well, they do a live one on Thursday nights, and then you can also check it out every Friday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network.
Yeah. There you go, Chad.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you for picking me up. That's all I got for news.
All right. My portion of the news time. We'll start with the MGB Wrestling Podcast. MGB reviewing Primetime Pro Wrestling's third event, Embassy Row, this coming Monday. For Good Cop, Bad Cop news, Good Cop Graham and Bad Cop Matt will once again be looking at all that is good and bad in the world of wrestling. The following week, they will have a special guest while Matt is busy playing video games. Of course, Powerbomb Girls will have a new episode out very soon, hopefully, with their review of All Out and the Jim Lynam Tournament, Night 1 and 2. I know that was a bit ago, but you know you want to hear their thoughts because they're such smart ladies. You can always check out their back catalog on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. And Cadenum Cage is, of course, on hiatus until, you know, he's just doing the wrestling. You can't, you know, hinder the boy, so we gotta let him do the wrestling. But you can check out that back catalog as well, only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Now it's time for the Midwest Wrestling Roundup. Whoosh! I make a pretty good whip sound, so I'm just gonna do it myself.
Okay. this Friday, October 11th, at the American Legion post number 52 in La Crosse, RCCW brings you Tricks and Treats 6.
Whoop, whoop.
Also this Friday, October 11th, at the Root River Center in Franklin, Wisconsin, we have Legacy 404.
Legacy is another great promotion. If you know you're too far away to make it to La Crosse, hell, make it to Franklin then.
This Saturday, October 12th, at the Washington County Fair Park in West Bend, Wrestling for a Cause brings you Halloween Haywire 2.
And it is Wrestling for a Cause, so make sure you check that one out.
And this Sunday, a show that Chad and I will be attending
at right.
The world-famous La Pica Lounge No. 3 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It is ICW's Insane Halloween Havoc.
Very excited for that show. And real quick sidebar here, I'm not going to hit the bell because I don't need to. Sorry, we haven't got our review out yet. It is right now, our schedules with Jerry are just not matching up, especially with us doing this earlier recording. So my plan is that next week we're going to try and do a double recording, and we will give a review of Insane Warfare 2 and Halloween Havoc. So make sure you look for those reviews coming out very soon on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. We just got to square some times away.
Okay, next Friday, October 18th, at the Buena Vista Banquet in West Dallas, Wisconsin, MKE brings you a costume party.
That'll be a lot of fun, you know it. Halloween shows are the best.
And finally, Frozen Tundra Wrestling brings you Rise Against Cancer 8, and that is at the Ranch Grub and Pub in Rubicon, Wisconsin.
Did you say the date?
No, I did not. It's Saturday, the October 19th.
There we go. Maybe Diesel and I will try and make it to that one. As I said, I'm now switching to working an earlier shift, so... You're busy?
Yeah, I got plans and I'm going to the Haunted Forest.
Oh, you son of a bitch, you. That's all right.
Free tickets.
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, that will wrap up the Midwest Wrestling Roundup. Whoosh! See, that's a good whip, man. It's a good whip. Do we have any View from the Top Rope news?
Be sure to check out every Wednesday our live review of AEW Dynamite on Facebook Live. Search View from the Top Rope. It'll be 9:05-ish when we go live, and it's only like 20 minutes long. Just recap what we just saw and our thoughts on it.
Yeah, we'll try and keep it to 20 minutes to half an hour. Just a quick recap of the show. Just our thoughts. We know you people like hearing our thoughts because we're kind of weird about things at times.
I should clarify, 9:05 Central Time.
Yes, 10 o'clock Eastern or whatever your weird Pacific times are. I don't know. It's like
3 BST.
Yeah. All right, though. Well, that will wrap up Visionaries Wrestling Network news. As always, make sure you check out all of these amazing podcasts on Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Podknife, Podable, and just so many others. Just type in Visionaries Wrestling Network into your Google machine. Guarantee you will find us on one of your favorite podcasting platforms. And hell, if we aren't there, send me a message and I'll get us on that podcasting platform for you. Make sure you're always like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing so we can always reach more and more people for the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Get the names out there. Get us trending everywhere. That's what we want to see. We want all the people to succeed here on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. We're envisioning excellence. It's what we do. But it's time for us to move right along into our next segment. Our next segment is the best time of the week, where we answer questions from you wonderful high flyers and get to ramble and bullshit about just about anything and everything that is going on in this world. We love it. You love it. But before we can start, I gotta say some magical words. And they are... boys, hit the music.
Questions, questions, questions. We answer all your questions. Questions, questions, questions by high flyers. We answer all your questions. Your questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions by high flyers.
As the song just told you, it's time for the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week. And as always, I kick the show off with my deep and impactful question. I also have to do a quick shout out because on Sunday, I forgot to talk about this during my week. We went out for dinner with our good friends, Jess and Steve, Allison and I. And Steve asked me what the questions of the week or my questions had been recently. And we got into a major fight over my question with...
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, we got into... And not a fight, like a debate about it, but it was my last one where I asked, would you rather have the world in perfect harmony for 10 years and then it ends? Or would you rather have World War III, the worst, you know, like a 7-year war, but after that, the world is happy and the world goes on?
What do you say?
Steve and I were both fighting for the one that the 7-year war and then having life go on. And Allison and Jess were both for the 10 years of peace. And we got into a big debate about it.
I thought you were debating with him.
No. I asked him and then he agreed with me. No, it was a four-way debate.
I was there on the bus ride home from the Brewer game. And if it was anything like that, it's not a debate. That's definitely a fight.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there was some yelling going on. It was very, very entertaining. I'll give you that.
I don't know what you're talking about at all.
And I'm glad that... I thought you picked the other one last week.
Maybe that was 2 weeks ago.
No, I thought you picked the 10 Years of Harmony.
No, definitely not. I definitely would take the war.
I remember I went with the war one, too.
No, I agreed with you.
I don't remember. Everything blends together, especially with these questions, like, cause we disagree on a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, and the reason that because... So, Steve and I were both... And why I say it should be the war is because the world goes on and happiness can keep existing. The girls were both arguing that, yeah, but then there's no more pain after those 10 years either. But it's like, but then there's no more joy. So, yeah, it was...
So this was on Sunday?
Yeah, this was on Sunday night.
While I was beating both of you in fantasy football?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Sounds about right. But we weren't fighting.
That's weird that you guys were together.
Yeah,
we were. I was beating you in fantasy football.
Yeah, it is odd. And you weren't there. But you were there in spirit, kicking our asses. All right. So now actual time for my deep and introspective question of the week, which I have now completely forgotten because I went off on that little tangent and I don't remember what I was going to ask about. So we will go off the top of my head. My deep and introspective question of the week is, if you could only do one of these things, which of them would you do? Yeah, this is totally off the top of my head, folks. I'm not kidding. First of all, you could either clean up all the garbage, all the garbage in the world and just, you know, have a actual way to dispose of it. Okay? Option one. Or option two, would you be able to regrow all of the forests and stop deforestation? So trash or trees? I guess I'm going with the tea theme.
Okay, so, like, let me ask a sub-question.
All right, sub-question on the question I just thought of.
So, if you were to clean up all the trash, would that mean you'd be recycling the paper and the plastic and all that stuff? Or would you just dispose of it and just be gone forever?
It'd just be gone forever. It would. You wouldn't recycle it because, honestly, a lot of things that people put into recycling don't get recycled anyways. It's actually a lot harder to recycle things than you think, except for like aluminum, which is, I think at this point, I have all aluminum in like circulation. I think it's like 90% of it is recycled aluminum. Crazy fun fact for you right there. That might not be true. I know it's very high. I'm pretty sure it's 90. So no, it's just gone. It's just eliminated.
So, okay, then question for the other side. If you ended
deforestation?
Yeah, deforestation. You ended it. Then would that mean you would not be able to use it as a resource anymore?
No. We would still have the wood. Like, the trees would be able to grow faster, I guess is the best way to put it. You could just basically make trees appear. So, but you would end deforestation by just being able to be like, trees.
That's a tough one, because I've thought about, like, the trash thing before, like, what are we going to do when we run out of room?
Hopefully we don't go the Futurama route and just send it as a comet into space.
Yeah, because that'd be horrible.
Yeah, because they'll come back. I've seen Futurama, folks.
So, since it's really, like, a frustrating thought, what's going to happen when we run out of space? But at the same time, like, we need trees for a lot of things, like paper and like wood to build things and like...
Do we really need paper? At this stage of the game, like with computers and everything and our cell phones, like I think paper...
Well, we still need...
We need trees for other things. No, I definitely agree.
There'll still always be a need for paper, maybe not as much as it was 20 before 20 years ago, you know?
Everyone with that hard copy stuff.
I mean, there'll always be a need for paper because you'll need to, like, jot some down or, like, I don't know. There'll always be a need for paper, but not as big of a need.
Diesel, soon we're going to have, like, glasses that are, like, our cell phones that'll have, like projections that no one can see where you're going to be able to make a note just by saying it, going, Bo, add this to my notes right now.
Yeah, well, Google tried that and it did not work out.
Yeah, well, technology's only getting better, buddy. It's have you seen the ones that are, like, in your arm? That one would be kind of cool. I'd take that.
Yeah, so they're just tracking you. But...
That's all our phones are doing right now. Our phone is listening to us right now. Both of them. All right, so answer the question.
Here's another thing I thought of. That is, like, so if you got rid of all the garbage, then you'd have more room, and then you would need the wood from the trees, from the forests that are already dying, to build more things, so the world would be worse off. So, I'm going to go with option number two.
Damn it. We're at agreeance. I definitely go with the trees. And I also, I go with the trees for not even as much of the reason that you just thought of. But I go with it
for the... It's a good reason, though.
It is. But I go with it for the animals. Bring the forest back, man. There's so many creatures that are like having to move towards cities and everything like that because forests are dying out, are being deforested by us humans. Just terrible, and wildfires are raging rampant lately. But yeah, so I would definitely bring the forest back, just mostly for the animals, not even thinking about the humans or anything like that. And plus, it'd be really good for the environment. And we need to be planting trees to try and counteract all this goddamn global warming. All right, but that will wrap up my question, unless you have any other thoughts you'd like to share, Diesel?
No, I think I expounded enough.
You expounded perfectly. All right, let's move into our wonderful High Flyers questions then. We are going to start this week with, let's go with MGB Graham, because, actually, no, we're not going with MGB Graham. We're going to go with MGB Mason, because we missed this question last week. So we're going to start there with Mason. And the question is, with me just starting to watch the Batman films, what are the best and worst films of this series? I really enjoyed the first one with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
That is a good one. The Tim Burton ones are good. They're not great, but they're good. Batman Forever is okay. It's got its moments, but...
I like Batman Forever a lot more than everyone else for some
Batman
reason.
Batman and Robin is just drizzling S-word because you're a kid. You shouldn't be listening to that. But...
It's Mason, not, you know...
I don't care. We're answering his questions. We can keep it PG.
All right, we can try.
We can try, that's for sure. I really like the Dark Knight series a lot. Those are my favorite ones. And past that, I never saw the Ben Affleck one, so I can't really talk about those ones.
So, which then is your favorite of the Dark... I knew
you were... Dark Knight is my favorite one.
Yeah, you called it the Dark Knight series, so I assumed that was their favorite of the three.
Well, two of them have Dark Knight in the name.
It's true. Dark Knight Returns, or Dark Knight Rising.
Yeah.
There we go. So for my answer to this one, some of the best Batman movies, I'm going to go a little out of the box right away because I know these aren't the ones you're watching, but the actual Batman animated movies are some of the best of any Batman series. I mean, you have Under the Red Hood, you have The Killing Joke. Both of those movies, you actually probably shouldn't watch till you're 18. Because, fun fact, the animated Batman movies are 100% like R-rated. Yeah, I'm not even kidding you. There's blood and people die often. So check those out when you're a little older. For the actual Batman series for live action, I actually don't like Michael Keaton that much. Fun fact, folks. So the first two Batman movies I do enjoy, but I just really didn't like Michael Keaton. I thought he was a great Bruce Wayne, but not a great Batman, in my opinion. And I don't really know.
Do you just don't like Michael Keaton in the Batman movies, or you don't like him in general?
I don't like him in general. I actually really don't.
But you like The Founder.
I do. I do like that one. But I don't know. He did win me back with The Founder a little bit when I saw that one. I liked his portrayal very much of Ray Kroc in that movie. But the first two Batman movies, I don't know, it just never really did it for me. But I love Danny DeVito in the second one as the Penguin. And you have, what's her name, as Catwoman?
Alicia Silverstone?
No. That's later. Whoa, that's Batman and Robin.
That's later. It's Rene Russo, right? No,
it's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer, not the same person.
Nope, definitely not at all. And I like, as I said, Batman Forever, but I do think the best Batman movie is probably Dark Knight. I do, in the actual series, I think Dark Knight Rises is the more important movie because it's the conclusion of everything, and I love Tom Hardy as Bane. I love the accent and the voice and everything. You can at me if you want. Loved it. But the best one out of the entire series, Heath Ledger's portrayal of the Joker, even with how good Joaquin Phoenix's was, and Jack Nicholson's first portrayal of it, I think he is still the best Joker that ever existed. And, I mean, he changed how the Joker was portrayed in the comics. He was so good. Like, I mean, those face scars have now become an iconic part of the Joker. I mean, he's had his face cut off before, but now those face scars, because of Heath Ledger, people always draw him with those. And it's great. I love it. So, yeah, Dark Knight's my favorite. But let us thank MGB Wrestling Pod, a.k.a., that's his Twitter, it's Mason from the MGB Wrestling Podcast, for that great question. Sorry we missed your question last week, but we made up for it this week by giving it plenty of time. Let's move on, though, to our next sci-flyer. Now we will go with MGB Graham. Who is that? MGB Graham. Make sure you check them both on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, on the MGB Wrestling Podcast each and every Monday, and Fridays for the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Question this week from Graham is, with Eddie Edwards tagging with Kenny the Kendo Stick on Impact, what are the weirdest tag team combos in history?
Perry Saturn and Moppy?
I knew you were going to take that answer right away.
Is this technically the same thing? But you also go with R-Truth and Little, what's his name?
Little Jimmy.
Yeah, Little Jimmy. Oh,
I've never really liked R-Truth. And the 24/7 thing for a moment was winning me back, but now he's like a 50-time champion. And it's actually making me hate the 24/7 championship. So I'm back on the full hatred of R-Truth again.
Then going back to Impact, I'm going to go with Fall of Ba and what's her face?
Scarlett Bordeaux. Yeah. The smoke show. Yeah, I know. I had the picture on my phone. You were very drunk.
I was very excited.
You were very drunk. That was when we drank like a whole bottle of Fireball. And by we, I mean you drank most of a bottle of Fireball.
You know a lot.
Yeah, you have a thing for Fireball.
I like Fireball. It's
good. Fireball. But yes, for my answer, Diesel left one very obvious one out, which makes me happy, because now I can go with Al Snow and Head. Ah. You forgot about that one, didn't you?
What does everybody want?
Head! What's everybody need?
Head!
Oh, man. The 90s and early 2000s of WWE were freaking nuts.
10 years old, did not get it.
Nope, did not understand the reference until I was a little bit older. And then I was like, oh, man, they really got me good with that one. I don't wonder why Mom hated wrestling when I was growing up. I was like, what do you mean, Mom? Why can't I yell, what does everyone want? Head. That doesn't make anything. It's just, you know, it's a mannequin head. That's all it is. Just don't worry about it.
It's so true.
It's so true.
It happened to me, too.
I'm pretty sure I probably yelled that in public multiple times. And
so did I.
Yeah, my family were just very embarrassed. All right, though. Let us thank MGB Graham for that wonderful question. You can check him out on Twitter at MGB Graham. And on the Visionaries Wrestling Network each and every Monday and Friday with the MGB Wrestling Podcast and the Good Cop Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, respectively. Well, let's move on to our next TIE Flyer. Our next TIE Flyer is Satsuma Cassidy, a.k.a. at MGB Jackson, the third member of the Jackson crew. Now, yeah, just don't worry about it. I know what I said. I'm just going to move on with my life.
Thanks, Shaw.
Nailed it. With Orange Cassidy announced he is not going anywhere on uncharted territory and that he wants his IWTV belt from Warhorse, who are you picking to win the big match this weekend in Asbury Park? You got Warhorse or Orange Cassidy?
Warhorse because kayfabe.
Yeah, I definitely am also going to go with Warhorse. I think that Orange Cassidy would be a great win for him. But I think that AEW is going to be taking up a lot more of his time very soon. So I don't know. I mean, I think he'll be there still, but I don't know how much he'll be there. So I got Warhorse winning that match. Well, let us thank MGB Jackson, who is at Satsuma Cassidy for... Oh, no, he's Satsuma Cassidy at MGB Jackson. Sorry, I read that in reverse. Man, I am just screwing up right now. Kept that PG. Let's move on, though, to our next TIE Flyer. Our next TIE Flyer is, and hell, we'll just go with this, Good Cop Boo Cop Wrestling Podcast, who was at Good Bad Wrestle. See what you did there. Good Halloween pun. Question is, early question submission again. With Brian Cage getting arrested by the cops after manhandling a fan at Impact this week, we would like to know your police-related moments for hashtag best cop moments and hashtag worst cop moments. Number one, it has to be, and he's not even my favorite wrestler, but it has to be when Stone Cold got arrested way back in the day, when he assaulted Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm. And then being dragged out in cuffs, just cursing everyone out, just swearing away in the jean shorts and the camo hat. I can literally still see it, like, perfectly in my mind.
It's not over yet, Vince.
Yeah.
It's not over, not yet, by a long shot.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Exactly. And he's just getting dragged off in cuffs. I mean, that has to be the hashtag best cop moment.
You know what the hashtag worst cop moment is?
What?
When Stephanie McMahon got arrested.
Oh, yeah. I had literally forgot about that.
Titties flopping it all.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, Diesel. Whoa, Nelly. All right.
I like how you didn't hear it first.
Okay, well, yeah, well, that's the definite worst cop moment for the cops, then. Hashtag worst cop moment. We can go with that's Diesel's hashtag worst cop moment as well. All right, but on that note, let us thank the Good Cop Boo Cop Wrestling Podcast, who is at Good Bad Wrestle. Let us move on, though, to our next TIE Flyer. Our next TIE Flyer is going to be... Oh, crap. Hit the wrong button. Let's go with... We're going to go with Zachary Shiloh, who is at ZachShe130. And Zach's questions are... If you have seen them, thoughts on NWA Power and AEW Dark.
Well, Chad and I watched AEW Dark right before we recorded this podcast.
Which, so, quick sidebar. I once again feel like we're quasi, you know, in wrestling Twitter. Like, we pay attention to the news and everything like that. We watch a lot of things. I did not know about AEW Dark until I saw it this morning on my YouTube.
Yep, I didn't know about it until this morning as well. It's like, I feel like they didn't promote it at all. They didn't do a very good job because I didn't see it.
Well, I didn't catch it at all. And we watched AEW Live last week. You thought you would think there would have been a commercial or something during the show. Like, that is a big thing to put on YouTube on Wednesday. It was great. I mean, I really enjoyed AEW Dark.
I actually liked AEW Dark better than Dynamite.
Yeah? Yeah, it was...
The match quality on AEW Dark was so much better.
Dude, Darby Allin is a freaking madman.
That was a great match.
It was, and that was how they opened the first ever AEW Dark show. And I mean, if that's, you know, the signs to come, I'm jacked. I really enjoyed AEW Dark.
Yeah, I liked the 8-man tag match.
Yeah, that was really good. There was a lot. It was just pure mayhem that whole time.
The tag match, that was good. And the main event with the 6-man tag was really good, too.
Yeah, no, it was a really solid show. But yeah, we did not watch NWA Power yet.
Except for the fact Tony Schiavone was just floating.
It was weird. Yeah, they should definitely fix their green screen issue because that was... it. Once Diesel pointed it out to me, I could not see it. And it was a little weird.
He must have been training with Chris Angel.
He's a magician now. All right, but yeah, we didn't watch NWA Power, but I do have that saved on YouTube, so I'm going to be watching that probably after we watch Dynamite tonight, and then we do our live, you know, review of it that you can check out on Facebook Live.
Maybe you already have.
And maybe you already have. Maybe you listened to us last night, so, you know, welcome back. All right, let's move on, though, to our second question from Zach, which is, have you seen Joker? And if yes, was it worth the watch?
I have not, but you all know the chatter, yes.
Yeah, as I went into for the great View from the Top Rope movie review. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop. Nickelodeon!
Hey, man, stop doing the end. We're gonna get copyright infringement.
Well, then you shouldn't do the whole thing.
Well, I can just do the first part, and you can just shut your mouth. But yeah, no, definitely worth the price of admission. And yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it. Allison really enjoyed it as well, so it's definitely worth the watch. I don't know if you have to see it in theaters. It's not one of those movies where, you know, like there's some movies where it's like, oh, you have to see it in theaters because like Jurassic Park or anything like that where things are larger than life. This is a very, you know, grounded movie where these are, you know, humans. And so I don't know if you need to see it in theaters. It was great in theaters, don't get me wrong, but I know that movie ticket prices are through the flipping roofs, so... You know, you could wait till it comes out on, you know, VHS.
I want to say about your little movie review entrance thing. If, you know how hard it is not to say Nickelodeon at the end? It's like not saying Bebe after Adam Cole.
Bebe!
See? Exactly.
It's difficult. I understand. I just enjoy giving you shit about shit. But yeah, so check out the movie. Go see it in theaters if you have the time and the money. Otherwise, wait for it to come out on... I said VHS as well. You didn't even correct me.
I was waiting for you to stop talking so I could say my thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I have another thing about your opening. It kind of sounds like a mix of the Nickelodeon thing, but with like the Power Rangers, like morphers when they're like channeling them.
I'm also quasi-channeling the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video games because it also had that noise when you would respawn.
Oh, Turtle Time.
All right, but let us thank Zachary Shiloh, who is at ZachShe130, for both of those great questions. As always, make sure you give him a follow, and make sure you check out his podcast, which is the BLK Lions Airspace podcast. Check it out on every podcasting platform. Let us move on, though, to our next tie flyer. Our next tie flyer is the Mount Rushmore Pod, who is at Badlands Pod. And you, of course, check them now out on thechairshotradio.com. Question from them this week is, though, on the three main rosters, Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, who's the best wrestler on each of them?
NXT, Johnny Gargano.
I knew you were going to say that.
Raw, even though he's not being booked very well right now, it's Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins is the CrossFit Jesus, and he is a really, really good wrestler. He is just, he has been handed the short end of the stick.
And then on SmackDown, even on SmackDown.
I know, it's really actually hard to answer Raw on SmackDown. I kind of wish you would ask this question next week so we had the draft already, and then we could really be like, boom, that's who the people are. I know what my answer is
going
to be.
It's going to be the same as mine, because I'm going with Kevin Owens.
Yep, 100% Kevin Owens. The only, so I'll do mine. As I said, I agree with him on SmackDown. Wow. It is Kevin Owens, for sure. But on Raw, I'm going to take AJ Styles. I think AJ Styles is the phenomenal one, for sure. And I love AJ Styles, so he's going to be my best wrestler on Raw. And then for NXT, so for in-ring stuff, not for everything. It's Adam Cole, baby. Taking Adam Cole, for sure. I was going to put a disclaimer in there, but F it. I'm not going to. All right, but let us thank the Mount Rushmore Pod, who is at Badlands Pod, for that great question. And once again, check out their weekly podcast only on chairshotradio.com. Well, let's move on, though, to our next tie flyer. Our next tie flyer is going to be, let's go with Brian H. Waters. And he is at Brian H. Waters. And Diesel, what's his podcast and where can you find it?
Break It Down with Brian H. Search for it on Twitter at Wrestling Realm.
All right, and the question from Brian this week is, I want to go with this one because it kind of leads right into it. Who takes the title from Cole, Ciampa, or Balor? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a pretty difficult question. I mean, sorry, spoiler warnings if you didn't watch last week's NXT, but Finn Balor is back on NXT. He has a new shirt out as well. Did you see the new shirt?
I did not see the new shirt.
It's just Finn is NXT, and it's pretty cool. It's just a picture of him in gold.
Oh, I'm super excited he's back in NXT. Didn't see it coming.
No, not at all.
I didn't even think about it, really, that they'd put him back in NXT.
I thought he was going to be gone for at least another month or so.
I'm excited, but I'm going to go with Ciampa. I think that it's Goldie.
It's Goldie.
He wants Goldie back.
I did love, and I mean, when he came out at the end of the show, and he just didn't even look at Adam Cole until Adam Cole picked the, or moved the championship up, and was like clutching it like a small child, like, he just stared at it. He was just walking around Adam Cole, just staring at the belt.
No one will survive.
Yeah, no, this is a difficult one. I think that Balor doesn't really need the title, so I'm going to go with Ciampa. Not that he needs the title either, but it's Goldie. It's his. It's his baby. And I just loved how NXT ended last week. So.
And technically, he never really lost it.
Yeah, technically he didn't. Sidebar. So, since it was the first week of the Wednesday Night Wars last week, and I don't think we have a question about it, the sidebar is, who won last week?
If you go by ratings, it was Dynamite. But if you go by show quality, it was easily NXT.
It was, and we didn't even get to watch the full NXT card because they didn't put it up on Hulu. They chopped it up, which I understand. It's a great business play by WWE. They're saying, you don't get to see the whole show unless you watch it live, which we're not going to do because it's harder to watch AEW Dynamite. So that one we're going to watch live because TNT doesn't have a deal with Hulu. So it's not on there.
So yeah, NXT won the quality war.
I agree with you as well. Just even from what we saw and then watching the highlight packages from, you know, all the wrestling news sites and everything like that and reading about the other matches. Yeah, NXT, I think, won the first week of the war, if you will. All right, that'll end the sidebar. But let us thank Brian H. Waters, who was at Brian H. Waters. And once again, Diesel, what's his podcast and where can you check that out?
Let's Break It Down with Brian H. And you can go on Twitter and find him at Wrestling Realm.
Love it. Let us move on, though, to our next tie flyer. Our next tie flyer is going to be Spooky Good Guy Dave, who is at Dave Pozefsky. First question from Dave is, love it, what's on your horror movie marathon list? And if you don't have one, make one up.
I'm not into horror movies as much as Chad is. I've seen a fair share of horror movies, but definitely nowhere near as many as Chad's seen. And I go with, like, classic ones from when my childhood, or just before my childhood. Like, I love the original Halloweens.
Oh, the classic Mike Myers, can't go wrong.
I'm also a big fan of the Nightmare on Elm Street series.
You and JR both. That was one of the series that, as a kid, I never really got into because it was just too hokey for me.
And you can't go wrong with Leprechaun.
Yeah, I do love the Leprechauns. And I now have to just go because I just said that the Nightmare on Elm Street movies are too hokey for me, but yet I love the Leprechaun movies.
Another one, The Ring.
Oh, see, and that's another movie. The original Japanese version, really good. The American version, that's all right.
I like The Ring. I never saw the one they made a couple years ago, though.
Oh, the remake? Yeah, don't. You don't need to. It was dumb.
Ring 1 and Ring 2 I liked, though.
Yeah. So for mine, I would do a few different horror movie marathons, if you will. So first of all, I'd do kind of like a psychological horror movie marathon. And that one, I would start probably with Event Horizon, which I've already watched. But then I watched probably Cube. You've never seen Cube? Great indie horror movie, and it's some real twisted stuff. It's about these people, they just wake up in this cube, and they have to, it's just filled with death traps, and they have to try and figure out what's going on and how to get out. Very, very creepy. I would also put Seven on this horror movie marathon. And I know you can say Seven isn't a horror movie, but come on, guys. There is some very sick murders going on.
What's in the box?
Yeah, what's in the box, folks? So, and then for my final one, so I'm just going to do four for each of these, I would go with Fallen, which is a movie that no one seems to have ever seen, and I love it so much. It's Denzel Washington, John Goodman. It's about a demon. It is great stuff. Check it out, folks. Look it up. Buy it if you need to. Watch Fallen.
What movie I want to add to mine?
Frailty. Because I said Fallen, and it's, they both start with an F. So I had a pretty good idea. I'll put Frailty on my psychological one as well.
That's a really good movie.
That is another really good movie that no one has ever seen, it feels like. Even though it has, who's...
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, but no. Is that Matthew? Yeah. But who's the other guy? It's the guy from Shawshank Redemption, isn't it? Isn't it Tim Robbins in that movie? Not Tim Robbins. No, it's Tim Robbins, right?
Yeah, that's who's in Shawshank Redemption. I can't... It's been so long since I've
seen him. It's him or the other guy who looks exactly like him. They both look very similar.
I think it's the other guy.
It might be the other guy. Oh, it's going to bug me. Okay, but I'll just move on because the next, I'm just going to do one more, and it's my zombie movies because I freaking love zombie movies. So I'd watch all the original George A. Romero movies, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and Day of the Dead, and then I would go to the remake, Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead remake, which is fantastic. It's not anything like the original movie, but it's a great movie. And then I would watch Land of the Dead, which is another underrated zombie movie. And that has freaking, oh my gosh, now I can't think of his name. Yeah, man, I am just screwing up on actors' names right now. All right, but yeah, I'd watch Land of the Dead as well. And I'd probably watch Diary of the Dead, and because even though it's a subpar movie, it's still good. I love zombie movies. All right, let's move on, though, to our second question from Dave, which is, what's your greatest fear?
Heights.
Yeah?
I don't like heights. The bigger you are, the harder you fall. I've always subscribed to that theory, and...
Big tree fall hard.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's just... I don't know what brought this fear on.
You didn't fall as a kid or anything?
Not that I recall. But, I don't know, looking down from, something that's really high up, I just get this weird feeling in my stomach and just, I don't know, I just don't like it at all. I just don't like heights.
Yeah, I don't really have any problems with heights. I think I've discussed it before. I don't have any, major fears or anything like that. I don't feel, nothing of those, things that bother a lot of people. I'm not bothered by snakes or spiders or insects or heights or the dark or anything like that. I'm the only thing that really, I don't like driving near semis at all. It scares the crap out of me. I will go 100 miles an hour to pass a whole bunch of semis if it will get me away from them. I just really don't like driving near them. I don't feel like they're paying attention and they could kill me in one easy swoop. So I don't like driving by semis. It's probably my greatest fear. Yeah, I really can't think of anything else that really scares me.
Shaking closet plants.
Yeah, well, that it was one of the scariest things ever. All right, we can tell the sidebar. Sidebar, tell the story, Diesel.
Well, if you all remember JR.
Oh, yeah, you can't forget about good old JR.
One time at his old place, we were sitting up in his room, And there was a love seat in there, and I think there was nothing else in there. So a couple people were sitting down, a lot of people were standing up. There was like five or six of us in there.
Yeah.
I wonder why. But anyways,
we were hanging out, yeah, climbing up high, if you will.
For some reason, like, there was nothing in his closet but this floor plan. And it was about the size of his closet.
Yeah, it was a good, like,
and we're sitting 4 feet there, tall. And all of a sudden, you see, like, the leaves move a little bit. And we're like, well, that's weird. Maybe it's, like, the air conditioning or something. Yeah. Like,
so it shuddered. It looked like, I mean, a couple of leaves, like, moved. And I remember looking at it and going, oh, that's odd.
And so then it started, like, vibrating or shaking like it was shivering. It was just sitting in the closet. It was just shaking. And, like, we're like, what is happening? All of a sudden, it tipped over. There was nothing in this closet. No one was standing around this plant.
I mean, Diesel, before it tipped over, it literally looked like someone had their hand on it and was shaking it violently.
Yeah,
like
they were trying to knock some, like, lemons off
a lemon tree. Yeah, like, literally it looked like it was being ripped back and forth by a gorilla trying to get, yeah, fruit from the top of the tree. And then it just suddenly fell to the ground.
And, like, there was none of us were by it.
No,
like,
no one was touching it.
It was the weirdest thing ever. We ran out of that room and we never went back in there.
Yeah, I never went in that room after that. And I always made sure if I was in that JR's house at that time that door was closed. Because I didn't want any part of whatever the hell demon was very angry at that house plan.
Real scary.
That was one of the scariest, weirdest things that has happened. And the fact that I'm glad there were so many of us there that we can all be like, no, that's what happened. Like, because we were all there and there's no... There's no explanation. I still to this day can't figure out what the hell is happening. All right, without letting the sidebar, let's move on to our third and final question from Spooky Dave Pazeski. And it is, have you ever broken a tooth?
Yes, I have.
You have, multiple times.
Multiple teeth. I think two teeth I've broken. One of them I had to get pulled because my dentist was horrible. All I needed was a root canal, but they didn't know what they were doing. So now I have a missing tooth. The other tooth I broke was a wisdom tooth, so I got that one pulled as well. I still have two of my wisdom teeth, fun fact. The bottom ones. I got both my top ones pulled, but my bottom ones are good for now. I didn't have to get them pulled yet.
Weird.
So, yeah. And other than that, like, I've had a lot of cavities, but the funny thing is I broke my first tooth. And I was eating sunflower seeds, and I went to crack one and broke. It's the one I lost. And then I broke my wisdom tooth when I was eating a gummy worm.
Yeah, that was the weird one. I remember when that one happened.
And then I also pulled out a filling one time when I was eating an Airhead. That's a lie. I broke a third tooth because I broke another tooth when I was eating sour Skittles.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I thought you had at least three teeth break.
Ah, my teeth are weak.
Yeah, your teeth suck. all right. I've never actually broken a tooth. I am missing a tooth from when I got hit with a hockey puck. You can't tell though. It's like quasi near the back, but I will tell a quick sidebar story, folks. I've told you about when I got my wisdom teeth removed, right?
Yep. I think you mentioned it on the show before as well.
Have I mentioned it on the show? I don't think I've ever actually told the story though. Because I've said
people... You did it a couple weeks ago.
Did I?
Right. I don't know. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell the story anyways, folks. If I've told it before, so be it. But yes, I got my wisdom teeth removed, all four of them, at once. Also, fun fact, my grandma was born without wisdom teeth. So, she was like the next evolution. Unfortunately, I didn't get that gene. But yeah, so got all four of my wisdom teeth removed on New Year's Eve. Clearly, I was doped up on a lot of things because I got knocked out for it. And I remember when they were like, count down from 10. If you've never had surgery and you've never been knocked out, it's the weirdest thing ever because they say, count down from 10. And you start at 10 and you're like, I feel nothing. I'm going to be totally, totally fine.
You're so right.
And you don't reach 1. You don't actually.
You don't even reach 8.
Yep. You're just suddenly gone. Okay.
Let's sidebar. I'm on sidebar on your sidebar. Okay. When I had, I can't remember if it was my foot surgery or if it was my gallbladder surgery, but the anesthesiologist told me that we're just going to take some practice breaths. We're taking a couple deep breaths. Next thing I know, I'm in the recovery room.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even count down. He's like, we're taking practice breaths. That little liar.
Got you good. But yeah, so when they, like, I remember going 10. I was like, I don't feel anything. And I actually said this to the, like, anesthesiologist who was standing there. So I was, like, talking as I was counting down. So I went 10. I don't really feel anything. 9, 8, 7. And I was gone. Like, The next thing I remember is waking up in the recovery room. And when you have your wisdom teeth out, if you haven't had them out, your mouth is just filled with gauze. Like, so much gauze. And I remember waking up and being so out of it that I didn't even remember that I had my wisdom teeth out to begin with. And I, like, had a momentary freak out where I was like, what is happening and where am I? And then my mom was there, clearly. And she came in, and I don't remember any of this, but I apparently convinced my mother that I'd never had a chocolate shake. This is the part of the story I told before. Yes, about the chocolate shake. So I won't retell the chocolate shake story. But so, night goes on. I go home. I'm still a little loopy from the anesthesia. And then I'm on the pain meds, because clearly it hurts like a bitch. So I go to bed. And I know that this next part of the story actually happened, or at least I actually moved. So I fell asleep on the couch in our living room. And I woke up in the middle of the night. And I woke up in the house I lived at. This is when I lived on Manly Drive. There was a whole bunch of windows in the front of my house, right? Mm-hmm. And I had that big glass window right by the door.
Yep.
Okay. I woke up on the couch with my kitchen and everything being flooded with light. Like, the living room I was sleeping in was dark. But something from outside was providing so much light that it was flooding into the house. And so I was still, like, I was loopy as hell. So I rolled off the couch and I landed on the remote, which is why I know this story, or this actually happened, because I woke up the next morning with a giant bruise on my hip from when I landed on the remote, from, like, landing on a very awkward remote control. So I rolled off the couch and I crawled to my front door and I look out my glass window, and in my driveway is a prison bus. Like, a big-ass prison bus. You know, one of the ones you see in, like, movies and everything like that, with all the lights on it, like, chains on, or chain-link fence on the windows, like, hardcore. And in the driver's seat is a penguin. And the penguin looks me dead in the eye, and he just lifts his flipper, and he motions for me to come outside. And I screamed, and I fell down, and the next morning I woke up back up on the couch.
I never heard that part of the story before.
Yeah, see? I could surprise you with things even now to this day. Yep, that's a true story.
Did you just watch Billy Madison?
No, I had not watched Billy Madison. And I still, to this day, it's one of my most vivid memories ever, is waking up with the front of my house just being flooded with light and crawling. And I, like, literally, the bruise I had on my hip was, like, the shape of the remote. So I know I actually crawled off the couch. I don't know how I got back to the couch. I know nothing after I screamed. And that's the last thing I remember. Yeah, so I had a ghost penguin who was driving a prison bus. Or I was really hopped up on pain meds. One of the two.
Was he in uniform?
Oh, he had a hat and everything.
That's how I was picturing it.
Yeah, it's exactly how you picture it. Yeah, he had the little prison hat on it, and he just lifted his slipper, and he motioned. He did the, like, basically bring it on. Like,
why wasn't he wearing any pants?
I don't know. He just wasn't. I get the reference, Diesel. All right, that will end the sidebar and the double sidebar, I guess. Now it is time for us to thank Spooky Good Guy Dave for that great question. I hope you enjoyed our weird little sidebar right there. He is at Dave Pizeski. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, because he's not only spooky, he's also a good guy. Let's move on, though, to our next sci-flyer. Our next sci-flyer will be Jerry Hey Arnold, who was at Santa Jesus Guy. The question from Jerry R. First one. Where was the weirdest place you have ever fallen asleep?
The weirdest place I've ever fallen asleep. I haven't really fallen asleep anywhere super weird. So I've fallen asleep in school a couple times, like in high school. I've fallen asleep on Chad's couch just dozing off watching wrestling.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks where you were just so tired when you get here. We'd be trying to watch SmackDown, and I'd be like, Diesel!
I get up so early sometimes. And just the weirdest place... Lately, I've been falling asleep in the movies to the point where my girlfriend looks over at me and asks me, am I awake? And calls me a liar because I definitely was sleeping.
That's when you know, and they go, you were snoring. And I was like, no, no, I wasn't.
So, I mean, I guess the weirdest place is the movie theater. I've never had a time where, like, I woke up and didn't know where I was, thank God, because I feel like that would be super scary.
Yeah, no. So the weirdest place I've ever fallen asleep. I got a couple, actually, because you said movie theater, which made me think of this. So I used to work in a movie theater. I know I've referenced that a billion times for over 100 episodes. I talk about it all the time. Even Allison, my fiance, makes fun of me for how often I reference the fact that I worked at a movie theater for 6 years. It's what I do. It was a good time in my life. I had a lot of fun, even though it was a quasi-shitty job. But one day, I worked the longest shift I've ever worked in my life, and I worked for 19 straight hours. I was at the movie theater from 7 in the morning until 4 a.m. the next day. Wait, that's 21 hours. Holy shit. Because I worked for the opening. We had, in the morning, we had these kids flicks where we'd show an old kids movie where there'd be 100 to 300 children screaming in a movie theater who all got a free popcorn with an admission from. And that was the night that Pirates of the Caribbean 2 came out. So I worked the midnight showings of Pirates of the Caribbean 2. And we had movies that started all the way till 1 in the morning that night. So yeah, I was there for that long. But during that shift, at one point, I was doing walkthroughs, and I literally fell asleep standing up, leaning against a wall for a good half an hour because no one could find me. And I was like, oh, my walkie-talkie was off because I was doing walkthroughs. But no, I literally fell asleep standing up, leaning against a wall. And you know, at Eastgate, they had those great railings on the things. So I was basically just sitting on a railing against the wall, and I was just asleep like a horse. Number two is I have fallen asleep. This has happened to me. I've done this multiple times. But I have fallen asleep under a beer pong table many, many times. And by falling asleep under the beer pong table, I mean at the end of the night when the party is like wrapping up. I have been at many a party where it's like, well, I'm just going to stay here because I'm going to be back here at 6 a.m. in the morning. But I don't have a place to sleep at the time. So I just go to sleep under the beer pong table. I've done it on wooden floors. I've done it on concrete. Usually I'm wearing a hoodie, so that becomes my pillow, and I can just pass the F out, because that's my skill. All right, let's move on, though, to our second question from Jerry, which is, Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
100% Jeopardy, but I thought for sure you would say Wheel of Fortune.
No, don't you remember how much we used to watch Jeopardy?
No, I know that, but you're so good at Wheel of Fortune, so I thought...
I'm better at Wheel of Fortune, that's true, but Jeopardy is more challenging, and that's why I prefer it. Plus, I'm more of a trivia guy.
Oh, yeah,
I love trivia, so I'm going with Jeopardy, even though I do enjoy Wheel of Fortune because I do like solving the puzzles.
Yeah, see, I love Jeopardy. I will tell you all right now, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I'm not dumb, I don't think. But Wheel of Fortune, for some reason, does not compute in my brain. I am so bad at Wheel of Fortune. Like, I'll put the Game Show Network on when I'm bartending at times, just so I have something to watch, because you don't need the sound on to watch a game show most of the time. And I sometimes look at those puzzles, and it could be in a different language to me, because there is no way in hell I'm going to solve it until the very end. And there's times I've watched it with Diesel, and he gets like three letters, and he's like, oh, this is the answer.
Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
Oh, my God. It makes me angry because there's so many people. There's a bunch of people who are good at Wheel of Fortune, and I can't do it. My brain just doesn't work that way.
Why it works for me is, I think, because I do the jumble in the paper.
Yeah.
So I'm used to like having to mix letters up, so it's like the same thing as just missing instead of having to mix them up.
Instead of mixing them up, they're just missing, yeah. I don't know. Wheel of Fortune is just not my game. I do love Jeopardy, though. That's definitely my answer. I love trivia. I play trivia basically weekly at a bar, so I love trivia. All right, let's move on to our third and final question from Jerry. Third and final question is, bananas or turnips? What? How is this even a competition?
I'm not even sure I've ever had a turnip.
Turnips suck. I hate turnips.
I don't think I ever have had a turnip in my life. So
you probably had like as like a little like garnish. I bet you
eaten it. I didn't eat it if it's a garnish.
Yeah, it's an edible garnish.
I just not leave the garnishes aside, unless they're like pickles. But my answer is going to have to be bananas.
It's bananas. 100%.
Bananas are delicious.
Bananas are the friggin' awesome. I love bananas. Bananas are except for I don't like banana popsicles at all.
Yeah, you got me there.
I don't like the fake banana taste. Except for, what was it, Banana Laffy Taffy back in the day? They had that. That was actually pretty good. I like Banana Laffy Taffy. Sidebar.
Fun fact, do you know why the banana runts don't taste like bananas?
Why?
Because that is an old strain of banana that went extinct from, I think it went extinct in like the 30s when they were making runts. And they never changed the recipe for the banana.
So the reason that it doesn't taste like banana to us is we've never had that banana.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Thanks for clarifying.
No problem. No, I was trying to work it out in my brain. That's crazy. I did not know that at all.
I was watching, what's that show on Food Network with Mark Summers? Where he goes and like shows how all the food's made and has special candy episodes. I don't think it's on anymore, but he used to.
Yes. What was his name? It was How It's Made is what the show was.
A different show.
But yeah, it was a different show. But
yeah, I was watching one on YouTube a few months ago, and I thought that was a very interesting fact. Because I always wondered, this doesn't taste like bananas at all.
Huh. That is interesting. That was a great sidebar,
this
Diesel.
This never changed the recipe.
Huh. Yeah, but the answer is bananas for sure. All right. Well, let us thank, though, Jerry. Hey! Arnold, who was that? Santa Jesus guy, for all three of those great questions. Let us move on, though, to our next TIE Flyer. Our next TIE Flyer will be... Let's go with... Totally not Dej Kirkby, who was at Goodlands Pod. And the question is... Double denim, yay or nay?
So you're asking if we Canadian tuxedos.
I'm glad you made the reference. I was going to make it anyways.
Nay.
Yeah, unless your name is Wolverine, nay.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
No, even then. That was horrible.
I liked it.
I did not. I do not like double denim. I don't even really love... I wear jeans, clearly, through the whole winter because I'm a guy and that's what we do. And I don't really like khaki pants. But I don't really love denim.
I've never owned a denim shirt.
I've never owned a denim shirt.
I don't like denim jackets.
I had a jean jacket for a long time. I can't lie about that. But that was one of my teenage years.
So I do like to wear blue jeans.
Yeah, blue jeans are where it's at, especially here in Wisconsin because it's cold. They help keep you warm.
So I'm going to go with a nay.
Yeah, definitely a nay as well for me. Not a fan of the double denim at all. We're not Canadians. Suck it, Ryan. All right, let us think. Totally not Dej Kirkby, who was at Goodlands Pod, for that great question. Let us move on, though, to our next TIE Flyer. Our next TIE Flyer is Motivated and Confident Mags, who was at Dej Kirkby. You can, of course, check him out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays on the Visionaries Wrestling Network with the 5 Rounds Pod and the Why We Watch Pod and the Why We Still Watch Pod. It's the same podcast, just has a different name for a minute. But let's go right into Mag's question. Oh, of course, also Badlands Pod on ChairShotRadio.com. Sorry. Question is, though, what's the best sauce to have with steak?
I mean, I like my steak, just the juices, so au jus.
Yeah, in general, I don't put sauces on steaks. If I'm going to put a sauce on a steak, it's going to be a Cabernet sauce. A nice sort of demi-glaze, something like that.
I much more prefer to do grilled onions or mushrooms.
Oh, definitely got to have the grilled onions and mushrooms on there. And maybe a blue cheese. A nice crumble. Put that on top.
But if you season a steak well enough, you don't need the sauce.
If it's a good enough steak. The only time, I've been known to go to many a truck stop and eat food. And I'll order a steak from a truck stop now and again. And then I will douse that thing in A1. But that's because it is a low, low quality of steak. And I just want the red meat. Though, I'm not going to lie, folks. I'm quasi-considering giving up meat. It's starting to freak me out how much meat does damage to our environment. But that's neither here nor there. And I don't want to go into a sidebar about it because it freaks me out. So let's just thank Motivated and Confident Mags, who was at Dej Kirkby. And once again, check out all of his wonderful podcasts. The Why We Watch Pod, the 5 Rounds Pod, both on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, and the Mount Rushmore Pod, which is on ChairShotRadio.com. Let's move on to our next TIE Flyer. We will go with the Why We Watch Pod, who is at Why We Watch Pod, featured only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network each and every Wednesday. Question though is, with another Cody Rhodes statement being under scrutiny, the wins and loss matters thing in AEW, is someone in need to control their social media output?
Probably. I don't really know exactly what this is referring to. But, I mean, I think that should be somebody's job. It shouldn't be Cody Rhodes or, like, it should be somebody specifically should be in control of their social media.
Yeah, you know, and social media, though, even the way it is nowadays with WWE wrestlers, I kind of like that it's the Wild Wild West out there.
Well, no, that's different. I'm saying for the company.
Yeah, I mean, I get it because Cody Rhodes does basically speak for AEW at all or on most of these matters, along with the Jacksons and everything. But I kind of like it this way. I like that Cody has said some, you know, ridiculous things. And I also really love the way he handled, did you see this? Quick sidebar. So clearly at Hell in the Cell, we had the fans chanting AEW and everything like that. Did you see Cody's comments?
Did see his comments.
I thought that was a really classy move by him, just not, you know, shoving it in WWE's face or anything like that. Because the way this, you know, has been going so far, I definitely expected him to.
I also saw the tweet from the porn site Brazzers.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
WWE, contact us if you want to figure out how to write a coherent storyline. That was really funny. And then Nick Jackson, I want to say, I believe it was Nick, not Matt, just tweeted out, check out AEW Wednesdays on TNT, just nothing else, which I thought was another great little burn there. So, I'm good with it. I don't think they need someone running their social media. I like their Wild Wild West approach. And, you know, so what if it comes under scrutiny? No news or, no, what's the good old expression? No media is, or no, what is it? It's no media is bad media, but that's not what I'm trying to say. It's no press.
No such thing as bad press.
Yep, there's no such thing as bad press. There we go. I knew I had press in there somewhere. Oh, man, I am off my game a little bit right now. All right, let us thank, though, the Why We Watch Pod. Who is that? Why We Watch Pod for that great question. And once again, check out that wonderful podcast each and every Wednesday, only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Let's move on to our next tie flyer. Our next tie flyer is the Five Rounds Pod. Who is that? Five Rounds Pod. You can check out that wonderful podcast on the Visionaries Wrestling Network each and every Tuesday. Question is, though, what is the most important characteristic of your perfect life partner?
This one caught me off guard.
Yeah, I didn't see that question coming, did you?
No. Read it one more time.
What is your most important characteristic in your ideal life partner? I kind of mixed the words in there, but
I guess feeling comfortable and, like, welcome. I don't know how to put it into words. Like, in my head, I can see clearly what I'm trying to say, but I can't put it into words.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
I mean, I like the fact that I can be myself in front of my girlfriend and I don't have to, like, hide who I am. You know, I don't really have anything to hide, but, like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I just like the fact I can be comfortable with her and, like, more comfortable than I can be with anybody else.
Yeah. That's a good answer. My answer is understanding. Because at times, I'm a dumbass. And I do dumb things. And it's the way it is. So my most important characteristic in my ideal life partner is understanding. Because though I might do dumb things at times, it is because I'm just kind of a dummy, but I am also a very caring dummy. All right, let us thank, though, the Five Rounds Pod. Who was that? Five Rounds Pod for that great question. And once again, check out that wonderful podcast each and every Tuesday, only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Let us move on, though, to our final high flyer. Our final high flyer, as always, is the Magnificent Matt Willis. Who was that? The Matt Attack UK. First question from Matt is, I could plug all his podcasts, but there's a whole bunch. First question is, if NXT was to get a new name due to them being a true third brand, what would you choose to rename it?
Never thought about this either. This is a good one. We had the question last week about Tony Khan naming Dynamite because that was the show I had when he was a kid. I'm not good at naming shows besides this one.
Yeah, that's true. You did come up with a name for the show. Nothing.
Yellow.
Call it Yellow. That's a great name for a wrestling show. Tune in each and every Wednesdays, live only on USA, to Yellow. Definitely tells you exactly what you're going to be seeing. If I had to rename NXT, as much shit as I was just giving Diesel, I also don't have an answer to this question. So I'm going to try and come up with something off the top of my head. If I had to rename NXT, because NXT doesn't even really stand for anything. It's not like, it's just Next, but without the E. So I would call it, all the good names are already taken. I'm going to call it NXT. I don't think it needs a rebrand. I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
I can't think of anything. And the fact that I don't even like, because with Raw, I want it to be Raw as War back in the day to give it a callback. Even though I always say nostalgia isn't a great thing. I think Raw as War is a better name for the show. It'll never change. I'm so happy it's just Friday Night SmackDown and not SmackDown Live because that was stupid. I hated the name SmackDown Live for so long and I'm glad it's gone. So yeah, but NXT, never had a problem with it. It doesn't even stand for anything.
Nope, I like that it's called NXT.
I do as well. So I'm not going to rebrand it.
It rolls off the tongue.
It does. All right, let's move on though to our second question from Matt, which is, with the NWA starting its own show this week, it makes me ask, who was your favorite wrestler to hold the NWA Championship?
Colt Cabana.
Nah, that's a good one. I'm going to go even older school. I'm going to go Sting. It's obviously Sting for me. He was the wrestler who originally got me into wrestling, even way back in the day. That's Surfer Sting days. But yeah, so Sting would definitely be my answer to that question. Yeah, he was champion. I had a moment where I was like, oh, I'm going to look real dumb here because he never held the title, but he definitely held that title. Yeah, so Sting, Surfer Sting, it was great. He still did the woo back in the day, even before he was the Crow. All right, let's move on to our third and final question from Matt, which is final question of the week. And it's another push the jobber scenario. With the next major WWE pay-per-view being Survivor Series, we are going to probably get an inevitable Raw vs. SmackDown Survivor Series elimination match. Since we don't know who is going to be where till after the draft, both you and Diesel and Chad, have to pick 5 jobbers from the WWE roster to face each other in the main event for Survivor Series. So clearly we're going to pick our own team, and we'll do a draft style, because the draft's coming up, folks. Look at that tie-in. All right, we're not on camera, but I did a thumbs up just so everyone knows.
Who goes first?
I'll give you first pick, Diesel. I always do.
EC3.
That is a good first pick. I thought you might take mine, but I'm glad you didn't, because that wasn't who I was going to go with. I'm taking Apollo Crews.
Cedric Alexander.
Oh, you bastard. That was going to be my second pick. So then for my second pick, I'm going to take Mike Kanellis.
No way, Jose.
Oh, I didn't even think about him. That's a really good answer. My third pick, I'm going to take Zack Ryder.
I'll go with Drake Maverick.
All right. You can go to the Drake Maverick style. How many picks have we had so far? This is our fourth, right?
Yeah, this is your fourth.
For my fourth pick, I will take, who's another good jobber right now? I mean, he's technically a jobber because all he's done lately is lose. So I'm taking Ali.
And then for my fifth and final pick, technically this guy would also be a jobber because he hasn't won in like a year, Sami Zayn.
Wow, that's a good answer. For my fifth and final pick,
I can give you another good one that's up there with Sami Zayn if you want.
Show me it.
Cesaro.
Yep, all right, Cesaro's my fifth and final pick. Yeah, that's a good answer. I could also put Samoa Joe, technically, because Like, I mean, he's main event, but all he does is lose. Rusev, yeah. He just came back finally. But yeah. So whose team do you think would win? Send us a message on Twitter and tell us. But let us thank the magnificent Matt Willis, who was at the Matt Attack UK for all three of those great questions. Once again, make sure you check out all of his wonderful podcasts on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. The Matt Attack Wrestling Prediction Show, Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, Matt and Alex Talk Games. I mean, so many great podcasts. Just check him out, folks. He's a cool guy. And he knows that if he can do one thing for me while he is at EGX, I will not make you the last high flyer anymore, and I will be very nice about Matt, and no more shit will be given to you. Just gotta come through. All right, but that will wrap up Vision... Or no, that's the wrong segment. That will wrap up the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week. Good job, Channing. You hit the bell. All right, as always, we thank all of you wonderful high flyers for all of these fantastic questions you send in each and every week. Please keep sending your questions in. Please tell your friends, your coworkers, your enemies, and anyone else who will listen to you to send their own questions in about anything from pro wrestling to podcasting to movies to TV to our lives to anything else in between or any wacky combination of any of them. You can always hit me up on Twitter at YouFromTopRope. Hit up Diesel on Twitter at
Diesel_VFTR.
Or you can always just respond to the wonderful Twitter posts I put out each and every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They're always pinned to the top of my profile. You can check those out. Just respond there. I will feature on the show. And you know, we love your questions. I mean, seriously, it's the greatest thing ever. Long ago, I made the joke that I wanted to do the whole podcast with fan questions. Guess what, folks? Came true. It's awesome. Love it. But it is time for us to move on to our final segment. And as always, that song means it's time for Final Thoughts. Diesel, what you got for me this week?
Final thoughts are, from what I've been hearing from Channing, is his system's been crashing, so he's done really well tonight because he didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of you, Channing. You did pretty well.
But also, final thoughts are, I'm excited for ICW Milwaukee this Sunday. It is a short layoff.
Only 2 weeks.
And the next one's going to be longer. But we're working around the Packers schedules, folks.
Very important here in Wisconsin.
We said that we're stopping by Cop's Frozen Custard again. It was delicious last time, and I'm sure it'll be delicious again.
It is always delicious. I love Cop's so much. They're such delicious burgers, and my mouth is watering right now because I want one right now.
As shitty as the WWE is been this last week and a half. I mean, SmackDown was good, but everything else has been not very good. NXT excluded. I am very excited for the draft on SmackDown. And even on Raw. I know I'm going to be let down. I'm always let down. I always get my hopes up way too much. But I like the old school draft. I'm so glad it's not a superstar shakeup and we're actually going to do something. I don't know what we're going to do, but it's going to be on Fox, so they're going to actually do something.
So, I hope it's like quasi-NFL style, where it's just, there's like war rooms set up and just like picks are announced.
See, here's my question. Who's drafting?
I don't know. That's a great question.
They should have like said something on Raw.
It was
the draft showcase show.
Yeah. Is like a representative of USA Network and a representative of Fox Network going to be the...
Oh, interesting. Like you said, he didn't watch Raw. But Jerry the King Lawler did make reference that Aleister Black was high up on USA Network's like most wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. Maybe that is what they're planning on doing.
I mean, that's the only thought that I can think of that would make any sense at this point, because we don't have established GMs or anything like that. And you can't have the McMahon family like bidding against each other because Shane just got fired. So... like, what, would we just throw, like, Stephanie and Triple? Like, it just wouldn't make any sense otherwise. Like, I think it has to be, like, yeah, representatives of the networks.
And you couldn't do, like, Eric Bischoff versus Paul Heyman. Because Paul Heyman is going to be on SmackDown with Brock Lesnar, but running Raw, which I thought...
That's a very odd thing. And Eric Bischoff hasn't been shown on TV since he's come back. Yeah, exactly. So it wouldn't make any sense.
So, yeah, I'm interested. I'm intrigued to see how this works.
Not that I wouldn't pop hard if I heard, I'm back! And better than ever. I would pop hard.
But other than that, it's going to be a low-key Saturday for me. But I'm really excited for ICW and Cops and Packers Bud Monday. Might watch it. Should watch it. Might not watch it, though. We'll see. What do you got, Chad? What's your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, I'm kind of excited the Patriots play on Thursday. I kind of like Thursday night games. It gives me something to do on Thursday, and it's my team. And even though they are going to against the just completely decimated Giants, and it might be a very, like, just one-sided game, still very excited to watch that on Thursday. For fantasy football, I got JR in bragging rights, and I have Joe, Diesel's brother, in Unusual Suspects. So definitely need both of those wins for sure. And I really, really want to win in both leagues because I need my second win in bragging rights. That's the one I care way more about. I can take a couple losses in Unusual Suspects and still feel okay. I need to start racking up some wins in bragging rights. Besides that, ICW Milwaukee on Sunday. Cannot wait. Always love going to the world-famous La Pica Lounge number 3. Such a great little place in Milwaukee. Check it out, folks. It's a lot of fun there. Please join us for ICW Milwaukee if you're in the area. Tickets are still available. I know that. But besides that, I'm going to be playing a whole bunch more of XCOM 2. As I talk about every week, it might be my favorite video game that, not ever, but it's definitely in my top 10. I love it, and I started a new game recently, and I've just been going hard on it, so.
Is that the game where I died?
Yeah.
Did you rebuild me?
Well, see, you're in the character pool, so I started a brand new game completely, so eventually you're going to be someone I can recruit again, and I'm gonna recruit you again. I actually created a new me, but I created him as like an old lot, or like, he's like a time traveler, so he's like old man Chad, so I gave him like white hair, and I changed him up a little bit.
Doc Brown style?
Yeah, a little bit. Also, actually, it's more in the like thread of the Marvel comics where they have Old Man Logan, Old Man Star-Lord, and all those things, Old Man Hulk. But that's why I did it the way I did it. But yeah, so he's in my game right now, and he ended up being a totally different character. He's a specialist instead of a grenadier. It's weird. Got a little AI robot, flies above him. Love the game, though, so I am just really hardcore into that. And also, just excited for wrestling. We're going to watch the NWA show here in a moment, so we can check that out. And we already watched an AEW tonight and NXT. And make sure you tune in, if you didn't, or tune in next week, because it already happened, to our live Facebook watch or review of AEW Dynamite.
You can still watch it if you haven't watched it.
It's true. You can definitely still watch it. It's on Facebook Live. It's not live anymore. All right, but it's time to end this show, Diesel. So let's do some social media stuff so we can get on out of here.
Like Chad said, be sure to type in View from the Top Rope on Facebook to watch our live reaction and review of AEW.
It's actually View from the Top Rope Official. I've told you this before. You always forget.
View from the Top Rope Official.
Glad to combine, because when you create an Instagram, Facebook kind of thing, it made us a new one. So I combined them into one. I had to change the name to View from the Top Rope Official.
Okay, do as Chad said. Search View from the Top Rope Official so you can catch us live on Facebook Live reviewing AEW Dynamite. Or if you didn't get to see it live, it's still up to watch. Be sure to watch it. Check it out. You can search View from the Top Rope on YouTube. We got some older podcasts on there, a few of them. We got some punishment videos. We got an interview with Silas Young. Check it out. You can.
The punishment videos, I'm sorry to interrupt, but they're still really fun to watch. I rewatch them every once in a while just to see how dumb we are sometimes. You, like, dying from eating those dog biscuits is still one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
So disgusting.
Dude, I just, like, I hammer them down and you are just dying the whole time.
You can follow Chad on Twitter at @ofyoufromtoprope. You can follow me on Twitter at @diesel_bftr. You can send us an email, which is
ofyoufromtoprope@gmail.com.
Yes. Visionaries Wrestling Network. It's Visionaries Wrestling Network on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter @VizWrestlingNet. You can send an email to VisionariesWrestlingNetwork@gmail.com. Podcast. We'll get them uploaded to the network. It's almost a guarantee.
Yep.
Also, you can listen to all the great Visionaries Wrestling Network podcasts on Google Play, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podknife, Podable, and many more. Many, many more.
Yeah, so, so many more. As I always say, type in Visionaries Wrestling Network into your Google machine. You'll find us somewhere that you like to listen to podcasts at. Promise you that. All right, but that will wrap up another amazing episode of View from the Top Rope. As always, we thank all of you fans, you high flyers, you wonderful, amazing people so much for tuning in to us each and every week. We love that you listen. We love that you send in questions. Please keep listening. Please send in more questions. Please tell your friends, your family, and everyone else who will listen to you to listen and send in questions. Then we can talk for even longer. It's great. We love it. But I have been Chad. He has been Diesel. That's been Zeus. We've been here in Zeus's treehouse. But always remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.